Thousands of asylum seekers are trapped at the border between Greece and Macedonia. Macedonia sits on the route to Northern Europe that was taken by huge numbers of migrants last year. Now, other countries along that route are encouraging Macedonians to strictly limit those who are allowed to cross the border. Joanna Kakissis sent this report from the Greek side of the border.
A little boy, no more than 3 years old, weeps with exhaustion as he walks along a pebbly dirt road near the Greek village of Idomeni. Hundreds of families are walking with him. All are from Syria and Iraq. And they're arriving at a border that's close to all but a few dozen people a day. As many as 10,000 asylum seekers are camped out here. Some are sleeping on blankets on the wet grass. Others, like Mohammed Sabah, bought overpriced tents for shelter. His three-year-old son got sick sleeping outside.
Yesterday I came from hospital. We will stay there 4 days.
Because of your son?
Yeah, because he didn't have immunity. He cannot breathe.
Sabah is 27, a computer engineer from Damascus. He says most Syrians are going in one direction in Europe.
Our direction to Germany, okay, or Vienna, because they opened the border there.
He is headed to Vienna, the capital of Austria. His brother is already there. Sabah does not know that Austrian border restrictions are why he's been stuck here for 11 days. Dozens of families are sleeping on blankets inside a giant tent run by an aid group. There I meet Fadi Kamar al-Din and his wife Randa Abdul Khalif. They're from Idlib, Syria. One is a lawyer, the other is a teacher. They had a good life in Syria before the war. But now Abdul Khalif says their three children haven't slept for days.
7 days we are here and the situation is very hard. We are tired and sick.
There are few places to shower, and people say their children are breaking out in terrible skin rashes. Like many of the families here, Aldin and Abdul Khalif are trying to reach Germany. But Omar Sattar from Iraq wants to go to Sweden. He's 18 and left medical school in Baghdad. He says his father was being hunted down by Islamist militants. He and his sleepy-eyed 9-year-old brother are waiting in a bathroom line that seems to run on forever.
No food, no clothing, no everything here.
This border area is now a de facto refugee camp, one that's running out of resources. As I'm speaking to Sattar, a Syrian named Ahmed Al-Gadeh joins the conversation. He says European countries are closing their borders because the governments don't want to bear the cost of the refugees. Europe does not want us anymore unless we pay our own way, he says, and we do not have any money. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis on the Greek-Macedonian border.